Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Andrew Barry talked to the media yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, before we even play the audio, you had your first parole hearing yesterday. The Watson era is over. It is officially done. Now, the contract ain't done. Him being on the field, that's done. That's done. Book it, write it down, whatever. You gave the man a $230 million guaranteed contract. I know, start to play the violins. You gave up 3 first-round picks. I know, again, play the violins and the oboes. We've sung the song many times. And when asked about Deshaun Watson in his future, this is what the general manager, one of the guys who spearheaded this move, this is what he had to say yesterday.
Given the resources that you placed into bringing Deshaun here from the draft capital to the contract, the way you've talked about Deshaun in terms of being a guy that's here for several contracts, given health, given that he's healthy, why can't you commit to him still being the quarterback of the future here?
Yeah, I'd say this. Our focus, again, organizationally, is like on making sure that he gets healthy. Just the reality of it is with any season-ending injury, there is some uncertainty in terms of the recovery. And so our focus is on making sure that he gets healthy and then we can move from there.
So a decision on his future would be more so based on health as opposed to what you've seen on the field in terms of performance?
No, I'd say this. Again, our focus is on getting him healthy and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, what'd that tell you? What'd that tell you?
That's not a commitment.
That is not a commitment. We're focused on getting him healthy. Yeah, everybody's focused on getting healthy. It's life.
We're already
focused on getting everybody healthy.
Yeah, they're already talking about him drastically different than they did a year ago.
Yes, that's it. Last year when he hurt his shoulder, we're getting him back on the field in 2024.
And they were talking about extensions.
Yes. That's what this was talked about.
Like they were.
I mean, he did not commit to a damn thing. And usually he doesn't try to. I understand that he doesn't try to tell you anything. It was pretty easy to say that Deshaun Watson is going to be back in 2024 last year. And I think anybody could have probably, unless you just hated Deshaun Watson, anybody could understand that. But it goes even further because he was asked point blank about the possibility of Deshaun Watson coming back in 2025. And again, survey says.
Is there a world in which Deshaun Watson can come back here and play more football for you guys again?
Yeah, I think that's always possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. That's always possible. There's no guarantee in there. There's no nothing. Guys, you're done. We're done. It's over.
Yeah, you didn't even get a yes there. Just a simple one-word yes.
You will pay on the contract. We won't pay on it. They will pay on it, and it'll hang over our heads. So we're not out of jail. We're not out of Browns prison. We have to go back to our cell because there's still a season left to play here, and there's still that contract that's over. But you just had your first parole hearing. So as we make our Shawshank Redemption jokes about being in Browns prison, you just had your first one with Red there in front of the board. That's what that was. That was Andrew Barry talking to all the people, and we are Red, the media, and Andrew are the parole board, and that's what you got.
Yeah, because he could have, Kenny. He could have just said, yes, 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 he'll be back here. Yes, those would have been very easy responses to any of those questions that technically he could just put off, or maybe won't even be here when all is said and done to have to respond to the things he had said earlier.
So
but,
in comparison,
but he didn't do that.
In comparison, this is Barry from last January?
This is from January.
Okay, away we go.
We'd all love to have him on the field more often. I think that's safe to say, himself included. Do feel really good about him. Happy with the progress that he's made within our organization, both on the field and off the field. And we're looking forward to getting him back next year. You know, we think he's going to have a really big year and have a ton of confidence in him as our starting quarterback.
Night and day.
Because about Andrew, he won't lie to you. He will not put himself in a lie if he can help it. He will not do it. But he just won't tell you the truth. He did not tell us what he did not come out and say, no, he's not going to play for the Cleveland Browns. Of course, he's not going to do that.
No.
But they gave him every opportunity to try to say, yeah, you know, we got to see what we have coming. No, no, no. And the headlines all over CBS, The Athletic, ESPN, Fox Sports, all the headlines. Browns general manager noncommittal about Watson in 2025. Yeah, because he ain't coming back. He ain't having him back. That is a broken quarterback. That is a broken soul, and you're not going to put him back out there in the football field. That's just not going to happen. And it scares me, and it should scare Andrew Perry. It should scare everybody. It's like, hey, man, you guys were the ones who went out and got him, and the owner ain't going to fire himself. That ain't going to happen. So you're one of the ones that spearheaded this deal. Okay. That's on your head. That's still a lot of money. Still a lot of things that we have to go through on a guy that is not going to play for your football team. That's done. It's over. So at least you guys can move on, and we can move on from that, because that just told me unless we are in dire straits next year, and we may very well be in dire straits, he ain't going to be back on the field. That's done. And I'm not getting any pushback whatsoever from anybody in the peanut gallery or anybody in this room. No pushback from anybody there?
I think it was pretty cut and dry. They are not talking about him in the same way. I mean, even the way he went to say, oh, off the field and on the field, they were still fighting those battles. Like, hey, he's a model citizen. He's a captain. He's a leader of the team. Is any of that stuff resonating
right now?
The captaincy
they took away from a guy that people actually look up to and fans
Chubb.
Really love, and Nick Chubb, yeah. Too, by the way, which that always goes over really well in a locker room there. So there you go. So it's not even that. I'm not even saying this is the beginning of it, of the end. This is the end. It's over. So when you don't say things, and he's made a living off of not telling us, he's even made jokes. Like, you guys ask questions and I don't answer them. That told us everything we needed to know at 2-7.
And by the way, you can get away with that when you're going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
When you're one of the worst teams in football and people are wondering if this needs an entire teardown, the fans are not going to be nearly as joking and laughing about that kind of stuff as they would be.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.